Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Welcome to episode 80 of The Bracket. Today we are doing a bracket of the best things about summer. We've had a lot of negativity lately. It feels nice to get a best one under our belt. We'll have no KB today, but KB one of those days.
Good start.
Yeah, great start. We got Glenny Balls and we got Rudy in today. KB will not be attending as what did he have, a funeral?
Yeah, no, it's a he has an insurance thing.
Insurance thing. Yeah. That sounds way better. What the fuck, an insurance thing?
He says that every time he doesn't want to do something.
No, actually, the last time we wanted to hang out with him, what did he say? He's like, I got a lesson right now. And we're like, what? And he's like, oh, Duolingo.
Yeah, Duolingo. Put the just.
He wasn't lying. He was sending me pictures of it.
Yeah, Duolingo. He was dead serious about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got a lot of really good options today. And this is one where, like, when I started, I was like, oh, it's going to be dumb easy. Like, the more we were coming up with this, and you said this too, Tommy, there's a lot of great things about summer.
Summer's awesome. I was just like spent an hour thinking of things and I was like, it just got me so excited for summer, so amped. Summer's great.
Yeah. And I feel like Glenny Ball is the king of summer.
I mean, summer's not only great, it's quite literally the best. There's only four seasons and it's the best season. So it's the best. It's definitively the best.
Mm. And Rudy's just like, I feel like if you're a hot guy, summer works well for you, right?
Is Rudy still hot?
Where'd he go?
Why did you just address Rudy with this, like he's hot?
He's supposed to be here.
Yeah, he's supposed to be right there. I referenced it. It's like a ghost representation of him.
The podcast
I
listeners.
Thought you like addressed him.
He thought he was in the room.
And you're like, yeah, Rudy, it's great for you because you're hot. And I was like, where
I thought
hell
you
is
thought
Rudy?
He was
Rudy.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah, it's probably pretty cool to be hot on the beach.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
You know what I do every year? I count the days from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend.
Oh, that seems depressing.
No, it's great. It's like it's 99 days. So it's like, all right, this year it's 99. I have 99 days to make summer really exciting and fun and awesome. Because summer is my favorite season as well.
I'll be honest. Off the top of my head, I would have guessed more than 99. But whatever. Because it's 104 days of summer. That's the Phineas and Ferb.
So. Comes along just to end it. What's the annual problem?
99. So we have.
I can imagine you at the beach.
Me?
Yeah.
What I do is I
wear a sun shirt.
Sometimes. Depends. Okay.
Definitely seem like a shirt guy.
Yeah. I'll go back and forth, see how I feel. But like if I go in the water, I'll take the shirt off because I don't like wet clothes. But I'll read a book. If I get hot, I run in the water. I fight the waves. You know, I pretend I'm fighting them. And then I go back and I sit down and read more book. And then I fight more waves. It's awesome.
My guy. It's why the best.
Yeah. That's the best.
Exactly. Our first match of the day, very simple one. The number 5 seed, just the pool. Getting to go in the pool. That's one of the highlights of every summer. And maybe not necessarily applies to everyone. I would, in my head, I'm imagining an in-ground pool because I never had an in-ground pool. But in-ground pools were significantly better than the above-ground pools.
I had one friend with an in-ground pool, Jordan West.
Yeah.
Same kid that put a fish in a DVD player.
Yeah, I think when we're I think when we're doing this, we should all be envisioning our rich friend's pool.
Exactly, yeah. It's rich all rich friend activities that are involved.
That's doctor, yeah.
Yeah. And that's going up against the number 12 seed. You had this one, Tommy. Blockbuster movies, which I paused on a second for, but you're right. Like, all the best movies are
summer
in the
blockbusters. That's a thing, yeah.
I stopped, but I was like, movies indoors, is that summary? But like
something about the AC of a movie theater that does feel really good.
You're completely dead on there. So you go first, Tommy, pool versus blockbuster movies.
It's pool. I mean, summer blockbuster is nice, but pool, I go back. I think I would say I'm team pool if we're doing pool versus beach.
I like Tim Pool, too.
Whoa. Wait, you're team pool over beach?
Yeah.
I think beach is more special, though.
Yeah. I kind of agree, but something about the beach, it's more private. Like, you don't have to worry about
your body.
I'm not talking about a communal pool, obviously. Like, you know, your friend's pool, a vacation house pool. It's the people you want that are there. Going into the water is less of an event. You don't have to worry about the waves. Or, like, you're just getting into a pool. It's going to pretty much be a good temperature. You could drink more easily in a pool than in an ocean.
Getting to the beach and forgetting something.
Mm. Yeah.
You just go inside if it's
Yeah, you just
pool.
Go inside. You got to pee, you just go inside. You don't go be like, oh, I'm going to trek to the water. I'm going to pee in the ocean. Drinks, easier to drink. So, yeah, I'm going pool.
You're pool's not great. Pee in the ocean?
I struggle. If I have shy pee, so
I've been in the ocean?
The ocean?
Oh, yeah. I'm worried about I need total silence.
What are you worried about? The kenduru fish that fish swims that up the urethra?
Up your pee hole and kills you.
That's in the Amazon.
I mean, I don't take my dick out if I'm peeing in the ocean.
No.
Yeah, why would you?
Right. So,
no one was assuming you did that.
Well, so I'm saying, like, there's no difference than if you're peeing or not for in terms of.
No, that's so gross. Peeing, because then you're peeing in your bathing suit.
Yeah, I like to avoid it.
It's underwater.
It doesn't matter. It's still peeing. You're still peeing directly onto the
Wait, when you pee in the ocean, you pull your dick out?
No, I don't pee in the ocean. I pee in a bathroom. I don't pee in the shower either. That's gross. Peeing is gross. You pee in a toilet or a urinal. That's it.
You know what I started doing like 10 years ago because somebody said it would be funny and then I just kept doing it is you just piss your pants right at the edge of the waves and then you just walk in the ocean.
That sounds so gross.
Blatantly,
now I want to try it.
Piss your
pants. Now I kind of want to try it.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to try it now. Nick.
Were any of you guys kids that had pools?
I had an above ground pool.
Bigger than above ground pool.
Very
I had a blow up pool.
Okay. I had a blow up pool for a little bit. Above ground pools, those, did you have a deck around it or was it just sitting above?
I was just sitting there in a big dirt patch.
That's a little bit tough. That's a little bit tough. You're trapped. Ah. So it's pool versus movie theater?
Pool versus blockbuster movies, yeah.
Oh, this is fucking pool. Because there are still movies in the summer. I mean, in the winter.
Yeah, I think specifically the feeling of going into the pool when you're like, you did some sort of outdoor activities with your friends, right? You go play wiffle ball, whatever. And then you go run in the pool after. It's just a. It's an unbelievable feeling. Glennie?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty simple guy. There's not many things that excite me. I'm easily excitable. Like by the time I'm 40, like get my finally, you know, when they call forever home. My only thing I want is there to be a pool there. I want there to be a pool. I'm a pool guy through and through. I love pools.
What about somebody to share your bed with?
Sure, but I care more about a pool. I've always wanted to have like a real pool. When I retire, I just want to have an in-ground pool.
Ground pool. It's a lot of work.
Ground pool.
That's the one part that sucks.
Like I want one with like where
what shape? Square, bean, oval.
Oval.
Yeah.
I want one that turns.
Yeah.
My rich friend now has like a seat in the pool.
Name drop it.
What?
Name drop the friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's country
friend,
music
friend Jonathan. No, he's.
Oh, okay.
No,
he's,
what's his last name?
What does he work at?
It's Maria's ex, actually. If we're being straight here. But
awkward.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a great. That guy has a built-in seat. I want a built-in seat.
My first
like a handicap thing,
like a step.
It almost looks like it could be a handicap seat. But it's not.
is it like a step that you can get out, or is it made for an ass?
Oh, it's made for an ass.
Oh, so.
Whoa!
Yeah, like I just want to ball out of my pool. I want to have like the bar in the Playboy Mansion, like the grotto. I want to have
grotto. Oh, that'd be so cool.
So I'm obsessed with pools. It's pool by a billion.
My first girlfriend was mega rich, and she had a pool. I think it was like a sailing pool or something, but like they didn't need to use chlorine.
It's a saltwater pool.
Something, but it wasn't like actual salt water. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was regular water. They just didn't need to use chlorine in it. And then they also had a hot tub that was attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fucking cool. I think about it all the time.
This rich
girl. You think about your ex-girlfriend all the time?
Not her. Just that
pool,
one
though.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was rough. Steve.
I like pools. I like the beach too, but I really love summer blockbusters and going to movies. So cold, so hot outside. Really nice, cool, refreshing AC. Your popcorn. You gotta just tune out. Get in the movie.
Movie? Climber?
Yeah, this is my first year having a pool at my residence. Now, it's a communal pool. It's the whole apartment complex can use the pool. But I've never had a pool at my residence before. But honestly, like, I'm more excited about The Flash coming out in like a couple weeks. Flash looks awesome.
Because they brought Michael Keaton's old ass back.
Yeah. There's a lot of that for me. So, I don't know. I'm leaning toward blockbuster movies, but my answer might be different next year after I experience a year of the pool. My richest friend when I was growing up had an L-shaped pool. That was awesome. Because like one part was like the kind of the kiddies, you know, 3 or 4 feet. But then the other part of the L was like the deep. And that was like an awesome pool. Built in, whole thing, whole backyard, the whole setup. It's the best.
They had built-in pools back then?
They did. Yeah, it was the first one. Yeah.
It was like
fucking son of a bitch.
Hell, they called it a moat back then.
Yeah.
It was to keep out the Huns.
Yeah. He had this circular pool around a castle. It was
yeah,
so it was
a very big circular indoor.
It was awesome. Right. Yeah, you had the deep end. You had it all. Yeah.
Had the president.
And Jack, does your girlfriend ever get mad when you call her Hun?
No. Yet. Rudy.
I think I'm going to be in the minority on this one. I like pools. They're cool, but I'm way bigger ocean guy. I think the salt water is just leaps and bounds better. I like having like the force of nature, like a pool. I don't know. I just don't feel that good after. They're fun. I'll never say no. But and I love movie theaters. Like, I just love going to the movies. I love the whole.
You probably always get jerked off.
No. Well, no. Well, that'd be tight.
What was that stray well?
Yeah. No.
I was just sort of digging back in my memory files.
Always.
But I love movie theaters, and I like the beach. I like salt water much better. You come out, your hair feels good, your skin feels better. Chlorine just like kills you. I don't know. It's just
it's
not.
It's like it shrinks you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it as much. So I'm going to go movie theaters just because I love going to a movie, sitting down, and just watching some. So, yeah.
One of the first times I did like a big indoor pool at a hotel, me and my buddies, we were visiting a friend that goes to Maryland. We're staying in a Silver Springs hotel. We're ripped drunk. And I, you know how like you try and like, you guys are just an indoor pool, like you try and go back and forth underwater.
Yeah.
I tried to do that and I was just fucking ripped. I came up in the middle of a circle family. Like they were like, circle, all talking with each other. And I came out dead center.
That's so uncomfortable.
Like, oh, fucking my bad. And just walked out or just swam out of it.
Wait, I do have one question though. Do you guys do compression shorts?
Yes.
When you, like you wear something underneath your bathing suit?
No.
Oh, I do compression shorts.
I always do compression. Sometimes if I don't have them, I'll go raw.
I guess we just exposed ourselves as giant dicked men.
Oh, I get scared I'm just going to get a boner. There's no cover up if you get a boner.
Oh, I don't think the pool is a good spot for a boner at all.
No, it's a terrible spot.
I just don't even think it's boner friendly. It's cold. I'm not even close to hard at a pool.
Oh, so, like barely clothed chicks.
Yeah. It's like a fear of mine I always have, I guess. I was just curious.
Same fear at the beach too?
Just in a bathing suit in general, I just get scared that I'm just going to get a spontaneous boner. And then
do you have someone tucking their boner into their bathing suit? Yeah. just the heads.
It's just a little piece of bum underneath your... Yeah.
Didn't that happen to somebody here? Like they had a classmate that...
My boy Logan Seidler. Okay. Google him. Yeah. he went up to present and he tucked his boner in, but we had uniforms and he had a shirt tucked in, so you just saw his dickhead.
So we're tied up, right? 3-3. Yeah. I feel like... I should vote for the blockbusters, but I feel like the pool is more of the epitome of like summer.
Thought you're a movie guy.
Like I said, man, I gotta go with the pool. The pool is summer. Like, you know what I mean?
It is, undeniably, yeah.
Do movies perform better in theaters in the summer?
Or at least the ones that you want to make a shit ton of money in the summer.
Okay.
Hey, also, at the end of the day, picture this. You're at a hot summer day. You're out just roaming around town. You're sweaty. What would you rather do? Air conditioner at the theater or pool?
Cannonball into a pool.
Pool.
Yeah. The next matchup is the 4 seed versus the 13. The 4 seed, very simple, another one, barbecue. Outdoor barbecues in the summer. One of the best activities. This is one where we were talking about, like, just how great summer is. That's one where, like, it zeroes into my head.
Smell.
Yeah. Ugh. The charcoal or propane, whatever, going. And that's going up against number 13 from Clemmer. Not feeling as guilty about relaxing vacations. Or relaxing / vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like taking time off not... Like, sometimes I'll be at my house, like, I have all these errands to do. It's like, you know what? Fuck it, it's the summer. Like, just that fuck it, it's the summer attitude that you can have really until Labor Day, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of on to something.
It's not actually a vacation. It's just...
It can be. Like, I'm taking, like, you know, the office is closed July 4th week, so I'm taking a vacation that week, so I guess that's not that exciting. But, like, we're taking a couple 3-day vacations that I probably... I don't know, that I'm more likely to take in the summer than not.
Yeah, like, so you're saying if it's in the winter and you take your vacation days, it's not as, you're covered with more guilt because everyone else is continuing their work, whereas in summer, everyone else is more lax.
I feel like this general attitude of just, like, relaxation and, like attitude, like I said, a lax attitude that you can get away with more stuff or you can just, like, just chill out a bit more.
Yeah, you'd fuck with Europe heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. It is weird, though, like, I feel like we're so conditioned to be like, oh, summer, that's when we take our vacations, basically just from childhood, because that's when you're off. But as adults now, there's really no reason we can't take a vacation in, like, October.
We should take vacations in the winter instead.
Right. Oh, like, it would make way
not
more
for this job.
You usually go
somewhere. I'm just saying in general, adults in general, like, you would think it would make more sense to take a vacation when it's cold in December instead of when it's already nice.
Yeah, it makes more sense to take a vacation to Florida in January.
Yes.
Right. I think a lot of it is still tied, though, to like your kids are out of school.
Mm-hmm. Right. But for our phase of life.
You usually do something for Yom Kippur, right?
Well, I fast.
Okay, you fast. That's right. Okay, so Rudy, you're up first. Barbecue versus not feeling guilty about relaxing or vacation, or just like Clemmer said, the fuck it attitude.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm so bad at vacationing. I never feel good vacationing. Like, I always feel that guilt. I just don't relax very well. So I don't really like that, but that's sort of an indictment of myself. Like, I would want that feeling. So, and then barbecues, I don't know, man. I think I'm bad at summer, dude. Like, I hate like sitting there with like the plate on your knees, weird, and
the
like
table, bro.
I do the Meek Mill French fries on my lap.
Yeah, French fries on the lap at the pool. I guess I'm gonna go with the barbecue. I like the vibes. I like if it's like, you know, the sun's going down a little bit. Like a egg salad or like a potato salad. That shit goes hard with some ribs. So yeah, I guess I'll go barbecue. I like barbecues. I fuck with them.
Even barbecue? Just a way too well done charcoal burger.
I want that shit crumbling. Yeah, I want it
with the hot dog.
Yeah, shitty, shitty, like a shitty, just like burger, like not good at all, like shitty
burger, man.
And you have so much more space to eat for some reason.
Yeah,
it's like you could eat one more. Mm-hmm. Sure,
100%. Yeah, I'll go barbecue.
Barbecue, Clemmer.
Yeah, I hate this going up against mine, but I got to go barbecue. What's better than like walk around the summer in your neighborhood? It's not even your barbecue, and you just have those smells hit you, and it's just, and then when you know, when you're grilling, you got the hot dogs going, you got the burgers. I don't pretend like I'm some great chef, but on a grill, it almost always comes out good.
Yeah,
and it's like, this is great. You're toasting the buns, you got the, you bring in all the condiments from outside, you put them down. It's just awesome. The whole thing is, you get excited.
Woo.
I'm all in. I love to
like bring the condiments. Yeah.
they're cold and they're in your hand. It's usually a hot day. You put them on the table. It's like, all right, I got some mustard. I got some ketchup.
I'm picturing
Tony Bourdain over here. Yeah.
Jesus, good, right?
It's good stuff. Clemmer like walking around like the island he lives on with like a 40 ounce and then like Timbaland's on. He's like, dude, we got a block party going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Barbecue.
So a lot of me, like, I'll slice the onions, you know, and I'll get the onions. We have, and you know, you said you got the tongs for the hot dog. It's great. It's all good. Barbecues. The best.
He fucks with the tongs.
Big barbecue guy. Jay.
I can't grill myself personally, but I do enjoy attending barbecue.
How can you not grill yourself? It's the easiest thing in the
even
world.
I can grill, Steven.
I had a grill that was like rusted out.
Is it charcoal or propane?
Test Vietnam.
It was propane.
Propane's much easier than charcoal. I mean, propane's easy.
Got rid of it. Didn't know how to use it. It was taking up space. So I enjoy
make steaks like pretty routinely.
I do. Yeah, I do all stovetop and oven.
It's so much harder.
Maybe.
Wow.
Probably. I haven't had the need to learn this new skill, but maybe one day. So even so, I do like the taste and the vibes of the grill. So barbecue.
The sound of the cooler opening and closing.
Mm.
Some cold ones coming out.
Mm. Even that air that hits you when you open the cooler, if it's been sitting there a while, a little
fishing around in the ice trying to
get
out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get
putting
that
away
right.
All the Bud Lights.
Yeah.
Where's my cider?
Yeah. Where's my drink that I put here? You're digging around looking for. Oh, Glennie.
Easy barbecue. I mean, my family's always been big barbecue people. We got Memorial Day barbecue, Labor Day barbecue every year. Great food. Maybe a surprise guest on the menu every year. Good alcohol. Good music.
What does that mean?
What?
A surprise guest on the menu.
Like, I'm saying we'll always do like the normal, typical hot dogs, burgers, sausage, and then we'll add in something different each year. Just
they meant like a special guest.
No. Just a special guest on the menu.
Darius Rucker.
Yeah. His brother. Pitbull came through.
I wish. But no, it's always a great time. Good people, good food, good vibes, good music. There's nothing better than it.
Barbecue.
Hungry.
Yeah, me too. Nick?
And then as an anxious boy, like poking holes through that plastic placemat, as like a plastic tablecloth on the table.
Just like fiddling with
it. Oh, yeah. A lot of fun. Yeah, give me barbecue.
Barbecue. Tommy Smokes?
Barbecue. Easy. As everyone knows, I was recently moving, and the one thing I was disgusted about is my old building had a barbecue downstairs in like the common area. Shut down for the summer because of local law 11, like scaffolding units or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So I was so happy. I hope everyone has a miserable summer there.
Mm-hmm. Can't grill. Yeah. I forgot about
you have a grill at your new place?
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Yeah, but not. Wouldn't have had it at the old place. I mean, they would have had one in the sister building. I would have had to walk a couple blocks down. Might as well be in fucking Eastern Europe.
Yeah. The next one, 8 vs. 9, 8 seed is the beach. Probably the most summery thing you can get. Although
the 8 seed?
It fell because not everybody loves the beach as much as they love something like the pool. I feel like beach is. You get people that hate the beach. There is a lot more than you might expect.
Yeah, I get it.
I understand it.
I get it.
And that's going up against the number 9 seed, just the weather of the summer, which could be good or bad, but for the most part is usually good. So, Tommy.
this is a bloodbath in weather. It's the beach. You can't have the beach without the good weather. I thought the weather would have been like the one. The beach
could be bad.
Like, I even like the bad weather this summer. I love a good summer thunderstorm. You walk out in that like muggy, like right after a intense rain. Yeah, that smell. I think all the people who pretend that fall is their favorite season can fuck themselves. The summer is so clearly the best. Like just walking out and having sun. I put this on the list. I don't know if this is included, but it kind of goes into this of like walking out and not having to worry about, am I going to wear a jacket? Am I going to wear a hoodie? Just like walking out of your house and being like, what I have on is what I'm wearing is such an amazing feeling. And even the quote unquote bad weather of the summer, I appreciate a nice cool rain can cool things down. So weather. And I like the beach, but again, you can't have the beach without the good weather.
Good weather. Nick?
Yeah. Well, summer is the reason it's summer is because of the weather. It's nice out. But I mean, as I'm getting older, I don't like, you know, being too hot. I could live. Yeah, I'll go weather here.
Weather, another for weather. Glenny.
I'm a beach guy. Growing up, I really wasn't that much of a beach guy. But in my since COVID, I've been a beach guy because that was really all you could do COVID summer. Yeah. I got used to it. Frankly, I will say the ladies like the beach more than a pool. It's fun to go big group beach day, hang out, throw the football around, bring some beverages in the red cup. And I personally, if there was a wave pool or regular pool to drink in, I'd rather drink in the ocean. I'd rather drink in the ocean, absolutely. Hang out, have some waves, beach big time.
Beach guy. Yeah. What's Long Island Beach was your beach?
Just Long Beach, but I mean Long Island beaches suck.
Yeah, what?
Well, it depends on the beach.
Robert Moses Beach is great.
No, it's not. He doesn't. I mean, have you not gone to other beaches?
I have. I have.
Jones Beach, I feel like, is the quintessential Long Island beach.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm only 20 minutes from Long Beach. I mean, the water's green. I'd rather it be clear, like in Delray Beach.
I feel like I have more space at Robert Moses than I do at like Long Beach.
Where
Long
is
beach
Robert Moses cool. Beach?
It's right near Jones Beach.
It's closer to like Suffolk.
You guys are Point Lookout guy, or maybe Lido Beach.
Fire Island beaches are the best beaches on Long Island. It's like it's no questions.
Fire Island,
but they have the best beaches by far. It's like stepping on like powder.
I mean, for the record, they're all the same.
That's not true. Not all beaches.
I'm saying it's all the same water, though. It's all the same coast.
Yeah, the water, but
Lido Atlantic, and Long Beach are the same. I've never been to Fire Island Beach actually.
Amazing,
but yeah, I mean, I'm obviously a Florida guy.
You ever go to North Shore Beach? It's like you're stepping on a boulder.
Like, but they don't have that. That's not really a beach. It's like a cove. There's like not.
You guys have no idea how lucky you are. Before I got this job, I think I've seen the ocean 8 times in my life. Maybe 10?
Yeah.
So just like going to a beach for me was like a special occasion. You couldn't just do it for like a day or a weekend. So it was like you go to the beach, you'd have to go and spend all day there for a week straight to get your...
bearings?
Yeah. No, get your... have it be worthwhile, I guess.
Quota?
Yeah, your quota.
Speaking of beaches, I was there when Balls first got a touch of the Pacific. Remember that? That was a fucking moment, dude.
That was a horrible day to touch the Pacific. It was like 59 degrees. It was gray. I've also realized the Pacific is always cold. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
It's much colder. It's
always
cold.
Yeah. That was in like fucking Monterey near Pebble Beach. That was not a time to go to...
a big ass first time,
California too. Is like not like a beach place.
It is. I mean, it just is a different style. Like, we were right near like one of the best surfing places on Earth, Mavericks.
Yeah, and like San Francisco having a bonfire on the beach is fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I've been to like Newport Beach. Newport Beach is that place rocks.
Yeah.
You can see your feet. There's real fish in there.
Uh-huh.
Bunch of surfers as let's say a security blanket in case you get swept out to sea. All the surfers are out there.
Newport.
FD Lowe's there proposing.
Laguna. Yes. Dude, Laguna Beach. Oh my God. Yes. Fire me
not
up.
To reignite an old debate, but I used to be a very anti-lake person. Like I like
lakes are awesome.
I liked going to lakes, but it was lakes for
coastal
speeches.
Versus inland. I don't have enough experience with lakes.
I've never been on a lake in my life, and lakes seem fucking awesome.
They're cool.
No, they are all cool. Right. But when it's
there's lakes, more of a drinking culture around lakes than
when it's lakes
around.
Versus beaches. I was always like, it's no question, it's beaches. But I think we can agree that between both of us, river people. No, like no. There are people that prefer rivers.
There are river people, but a lot of rivers, like the river I grew up next, you can't go in.
Yeah, why is it like toxic waste?
Too dirty. Yeah,
yeah. River people, I don't get that. Lakes, I understand. I get it. I like lakes.
They get boring. I grew up in a lake, and they get boring.
Grew up on a lake.
That explains a lot.
Merman talking about evolution. He was there at the beginning of evolution.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
He came
out
from
crawled out of the water.
I grew up in a lake.
Pangea split.
No.
Primordial soup.
No primordial ooze. No ooze here. Yeah. I grew up on a lake, Bow Lake in Stratford, and it just gets boring. I think oceans are more exciting because the waves are always menacing, and you can fight them. Like I said, I like that
of the ocean.
Bo like, Lake had a 125 batting average, 60. Che, beach versus weather.
I used to be a huge beach guy. I think being a dad kind of changes the beach experience. It's no longer like a relaxation activity. It's like a you're bringing a bunch of shit for your kids. If you go with other people, you can't really control how long you're there. It's all about kids' naps and stuff. Beach kind of like not that great anymore. So I'm going to go with the weather, which is always great.
Weather? Clemmer?
Yeah, Tommy's right. Like without the weather, the beach is a horrible place. Really. It's not good. So you need the weather. The weather is so important. You know what the best part, the weather, best weather element of the summer? Nights.
Nights in the summer, yeah.
Oh my God, it's the best. You walk out, you get that like it's a refreshing. It feels so good, especially in New York. You can just like walk forever. It's just so much fun just to like walk around in the summer. I love it. The weather. I mean, as much as I love beaches, like the weather is everything.
The summer.
You know how the weather loses.
I saw a tweet recently. This girl was like, "Does anyone else get a special kind of sad in the summer between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. at night?" Like, shut the fuck up. Are you people ever happy?
Never
like, that's
happy.
The best time.
It's the, like,
literally
the best
time of the year.
Yeah. Yes,
the best time of life. Oh, there's a special sad when it's fucking 75 degrees and beautiful out. It's
sunny. The worst human. I laughed out loud when I saw that. That was a great tweet, Tommy. Not to guess you up too much.
Right? Yes,
pretty.
I love the beach. I can't get enough of the beach. The weather, I mean, like, dude, and I hate being sweaty. When I first moved to New York, I never really dealt with humidity. Being from Colorado, it's 0% humidity. And my first summer in New York was fucking terrible in terms of that, like just constantly being moist. I hate it when it's like really, really, really hot. I get that that makes the beach good, but I even enjoy a bad weather beach. Like I just like being at the beach, even if it's cold, just to go look at it. I can't get enough of the beach. I love the beach.
Thunderstorm at the beach is awesome.
Yeah.
Really cool.
I love the ocean. I love the beach.
So did you see the clips from that cruise ship that was like going through crazy weather the other day?
No.
Like they had like, they drove through like a hurricane basically. And like the people were posting clips. It looked like the scariest thing.
I saw a cruise ship for the first time yesterday. Those are huge.
Massive.
Oh, they're disgusting. They
shockingly large.
I saw the first one in my life in Cabo, and I was like, that shouldn't exist. Like, that shouldn't exist. That shouldn't float. It's bizarre seeing how big they are.
You want to go on one? I've always kind
of. Yes, of course.
I want to try it.
I would like to go on one.
I haven't either.
No. I went on one as a kid. I was 13.
Should we figure out one, Tom?
Yeah. 2 months before I was 14, and you had to be 14 to do everything. Beanbag toss competition, you had to be 14 years old. It was crazy. I obviously couldn't drink, couldn't do casino. Like, I think as an adult, if you do the right one.
As an adult with no kids, I feel like it would be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I have to put imagine a bar.
Let's do a little.
That'd be great. Yeah. I'm all in. That'd be so much fun.
That'd actually be sick. Okay, so weather's going to move on. Now we have a double play-in.
International waters with Trent. No, thank you.
I don't want to know what he's up to.
I know exactly what we'll do.
We have a double play-in this time. With the one seed has a play-in because there was too many to pick from, but they all kind of encapsulated the same thing, which is we're just going to call it a drinking play-in. It's a lot of different things involving alcohol with the summer that are great. I didn't want to have to put them all in separate things, but they all should probably be around the one seed. So we'll pick one to be the one seed. The first is simple, day drinking. Day drinking in the summer, better than day drinking any other season.
Glennie, are you just...
Anti-day drinking?
No. The face he made was like he was thinking of an old lover.
One's not as summer. Like, you could... Day drinking, I almost sometimes think fall. To me, if I had...
Football, too, yeah.
Yeah, like tailgate, sure, yeah, something like
that. Yeah, so it's not... Day drinking is great, but I don't know if I would put it as...
It doesn't have the monopoly on summer.
I don't like day drinking. I'm anti-day drinking.
We're saying day drinking outside.
Like, because if I get drunk and just go to sleep at like 9, I'm so happy.
So great.
I should groggy all day. Oh, the rest of the night, I don't like that feeling.
I'm asleep.
I don't fall asleep
wake
that
up
early.
And I'm fine.
I don't day drink and then go home at 6 and stay up for 5 hours.
Yeah. No, but you just like pass out and fucks up my whole sleep cycle.
It's the opposite for me. I wake up in the next morning and I'm fine. I'm good to go.
Getting up at
you stay awake through the hangover.
Yeah. I fall asleep at 6, I wake up at 11 and I'm like, I'm kind of groggy and weird. I'm like, this fucking sucks.
Rooftop bars was submitted a lot this summer. That is in one of the top. That might be too city specific. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you live in like Bumblefuck, wherever. If rooftop bars is something that
I think they have really appeal. A lot of places.
I'm not too keen on rooftop bars.
I love.
I would rather like an open air, like ground floor,
like a beer garden.
Yeah,
like a beer garden.
Beer garden rock.
Oh yeah. Drinking in the water. One of Glennie's.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Amazing activity. You ever go to Secrets in Maryland?
Yes.
Oh, but I've heard
it's awesome. Yeah, I've gone to Secrets.
It's a such a fucking dirty place, but
what is it?
Great.
Secrets in Ocean City, Maryland.
Is it a bar?
Yeah, but it's on the water, so the waves come up. So you're just in the water, but it's a bar. Glenn, you'd love Secrets. S-E-A-C-R-E-T.
Many times.
Yeah.
They have like tables in the ocean.
Yes.
Tables are built into the water. So like you can sit there with your friends in a big round table and like drink in the ocean, literally. Yeah. And like they ferry you back and forth if you live in any of the surrounding areas. And like they have like all these,
yeah,
all these different bars within the bar.
Your pocket. It's only like this deep.
Yeah, there's areas that are like less than where is there?
Yeah, I've often talked about on OnlyStands that I want to eventually, if I'm ever a billionaire, make a Ballsland. Like my own like amusement land.
Yeah.
Oh, if we do that, we'll definitely have the in-table ocean table.
Yeah.
So you're only up to your ankles? That actually sounds horrible.
There's a bunch of different.
It's like you get it's nice.
Yeah. Okay. The floaties are just recycled fake boobs.
It's filthy. I'll never go again.
They had like a big sand dance floor with like live bands.
Yeah.
And they had like a more like nicer tiki bar area than they had like 20 bars in this one bar. It was crazy. Rocket Fuel's there. Remember that?
Secrets
is
one of the beach
bars. Good.
Whenever people mention it to me, they always say how disgusting it is.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. It was Rocket Fuel, right?
Like if you're like 24 there, you're too old.
Rocket Fuels are the Fire Island.
It's Fire Island. It wasn't Rocket Fuels. What was the drink? It was like red and white. It was.
Oh.
They had some famous drink there that's really good, a frozen drink.
Oh, I don't remember the name.
Neither do I.
So I would go to Dewey. That would be the beach I would go to. Dewey, Delaware.
You like Dewey Beach?
Yeah.
Hoboth is great, too.
Oh, that's where we'd stay. Like, my dad would camp up there, and then we would just go down to Dewey for the...
Anchoring and drinking in boats from Glennie, also.
Drinking on boats?
Yeah. Pontoon boats. You ever been on a pontoon boat?
On a pontoon once, it almost sank.
Oh, no.
I swear to God. I was fucking smashed.
Are drinking on boats, drinking in water, two different things?
Yes. I think I feel like they're separate enough.
I was fucking smashing this pontoon boat. It was after a day on the water. We were all like hanging out on the front of the boat. And I guess I'm added weight as well. And it literally like went down into my knee. And we all had to
go
back. It was fucking scary.
How far out were you?
We were like, we were in Florida. We were in like the intercoastal going back to get off. Mm. We were in the bay, in the Boca Bay.
A lot of sharks in there.
The intercoastal going back to get off. It was fucking scary from what I remember. I barely remember it.
Ice cold beer. Specifically, the ice cold beer in the summer is a different type of animal. And then frozen drinks, which I forget when you had.
Oh, yeah. That was me.
Frozen drinks. Yeah.
Frozen drinks.
So we'll pick one of these to be our one seed. Tommy, you go first. Day drinking, rooftop bars, drinking in water, anchoring and drinking in boats, ice cold beer, frozen drinks.
Fuck.
It's hard.
Between frozen drinks, rooftop bars, and drinking in water.
Cool.
I'm gonna stay true to myself. I fucking love frozen drinks. Yeah. And like, I mean, can I combine? Can I say a frozen drink in the water?
That is.
I feel like we should almost say whatever wins should just be in the water.
That's almost too much. Because then you have the open cup, like a beer in the water is.
I'll imagine myself
beer.
At a pool, like there's
Pina
like places,
frozen.
Yeah, an ace. Yeah. I'm going frozen drinks. Strawberry daiquiri.
Pina colada is always my favorite in the summer. That you ever have frosé? I really like frosé. I hate rosé. I like frosé.
Rosé's nice. Yeah. Frosé's real good.
Nick?
Drinking on boats is a little bit overrated because the people, like the boat patrol, that it's really easy to get a DUI on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have any alcohol in your system if you want to use the boat, which is a bummer because it's just one person kind of having to be responsible.
But the boat guy loves it, though.
The boat guy does love it.
Loves being the
boat guy. Yeah, that's why you do become the boat guy. Yeah. You know, Tommy and Kyle got me to come out of my shell and get frozen drinks, and I had a pina colada with you this weekend, and it was fucking awesome.
How good was
that? It was so good.
Oh, my God.
And then just, like, the real cold cherry in there, and a fun glass. You know, just be with the boys. All of our lips are, like, kind of tinted, and... whatever happens. I'll go frozen drinks.
Glennie,
I'm a simple man. Like I said, I love being in the water. I love being in pools. I love being in oceans. And the only thing I maybe love more than that is drinking. Combine the two, it's drinking in water.
Like, drinking in water
so far, it's disgusting.
2-1 in favor of frozen drinks. Jay
had a little bit of free time with the wife yesterday. Was like,
hey-o.
I was like, hey, what's something we should do? I suggested going to get some frozen drinks at our local Mexican place. So frozen drinks, top of the top. When the weather gets nice and hot, where it's like a little bit too hot, where you're like almost a little bit sweaty, frozen drink hits perfectly. Frozen drink.
Frozen drink, Clemmer.
Frozen drinks are awesome. The only problem is when you get a little older, heartburn follows.
Oh, you're right.
Or brain freeze.
Well, unless you have a prescription for a heartburn medication.
No, well, I have to carry a Tums around. But I'd be lying if I said, like, go on vacation, I got to get a strawberry daiquiri. Like, it's a must. And it feels, tastes great. It's awesome. The only problem with rooftop bars is they can, especially here in the city, they get way too crowded. And then I can't move and I'm not comfortable. I'm not happy. So rooftop bar at its peak is the best. But if I'm going for just down the middle, frozen drinks.
You just imagine Clemmer on the roof of Brass Monkey, just like, get out of my way. Yeah,
that has to be real crowded for Clemmer not to be
there. Yeah, seriously. Right.
If I'm complaining, think about how crowded these places are.
Stop bars do get way too fucking crowded.
Though. Right. Yeah. Sucks. Especially the pop, like the ones that are good anyway.
Yeah.
Rudy. Going to win, but where would you go?
Yeah, no. I mean, I like frozen drinks. I don't love drinking in water. I don't know why. I think it's like I feel like my intestines are like floating. Like they hold my, everything's like all buoyant. I don't know. It just feels, it's like confusing for my insides. Like just weird to me. But for me, it's day drinking. It's not going to win, obviously, but yeah, I love day drinking, especially in the summer. It feels so good. I love it. I can't get enough of day drinking. If I could only day drink for the rest of my life, I would do it.
You could do that.
Yeah.
I could, but the problem is that like I want to be with like my friends. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Frozen drinks going to move on. And now for the chain game. We'll start out with some of Che's actual ones. Girls in bathing suits.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Girls in shorts.
To be fair.
Hell yeah, dude.
Glenn sunglasses. Said to me, I want to do girls in bathing suits, but is that too horny?
So girls in bathing suits, girls in shorts, girls in sundresses. Hands on ladies, tan lines on ladies, or was that one of you?
I was
Glenny.
Ooh.
That's, okay. I like that. That was a smooth one. Going to the Jersey Shore and hooking up with 6-7 women. You were smart. You got ahead of that. Not having to think about what code.
She only 6'7"? like 6'8".
I saw her. She was 6'9".
Yeah.
Italian ices. That was a good pick.
She was.
Ooh.
Being barefoot in the grass. Great feeling.
Because a whip smoked.
The smell of sunblock, which someone added, and I thought about it, and I was like, I do. Like, the smell when you're at the beach is nice.
Yeah.
Reading fantasy football magazines.
Yep.
Cool breezes on a hot day, which I think was also yours. That is a great one. So, Rudy, you go first. Which one of those stood out the most?
Like girls in bathing suits? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Move it on, dude. Are you kidding me? It's awesome.
There's the ones where it's like the waistline goes up over the hip, kind of. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Yeah, we know what we're talking
about. What the fuck was it?
Hades style.
Nikki Heaton.
Nikki Heaton is one of
the legends.
Yeah. Good.
What is she up to?
I know what I'm talking
about. She has a kid. She's like a mommy influencer now.
I don't do anything now.
She lives on like a ranch, still hot as hell, just raising her kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's great.
She popularized that.
Multiple kids?
Look back.
She was a trail. I almost feel bad for her because she like really missed like the boat by like a few years. Like, she was a titan.
Yeah, she was a titan, dude. She had music.
Sure.
Like, I feel like if she did what she was doing,
name a song
later.
Bad Habit.
Really?
Yep.
It's even worse for you.
Her and Lauren Peixota had that breakup.
So gross.
Lauren Peixota. Oh my God.
Glennie has this whole bang.
Wait, what weapon. Do you mean they had a breakup?
It was her manager.
They were best friends and managers, and they had a friend breakup.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I forgot about that. Damn, dude.
There's drama to follow, you know?
Yeah. But I'm not crazy about tan lines, honestly.
Oh,
I don't want to diss them, but
summer whites? I can't coin that term, but I don't want to say I don't want to say who did it because I'm not sure if he'll want me to say that. But summer whites, when a girl's all tan and then, you know, the bra, the shirt comes off, the summer whites, because she's got a tan line around her breasts. Summer whites.
We get it.
You invented that.
I did not, but
got the high beams on.
Climber.
Yeah.
I gotta go girls in sundresses here. Like, what? Remember in college, like that, like the first hot day when all the girls would wear, like, you know, their summer clothes. It's like, oh shit! Like,
you see him churning butter on the farm.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, all the pilgrims. How many old girls gonna break out every time I speak here?
Fresh loincloth on.
The only ones I got, dude.
What are you doing? I mean, it was a long time ago, but no, but it was the best, right? It's like the like when
they
of
were
the
out gathering berries. I'm not crazy about sundresses.
Me either.
Well, I like them a lot. I'm with you.
Big
can't really see the boobs that well.
Well, depending on the sundress.
Yeah.
I'm picturing like
look at the wrong sundresses, bro.
Very loose fit.
Picturing the wrong sundress.
Yes, I think so. No, that was just the best. It was like one of the best days of the year. Like the first like hot day. It's like sundress. The girls break out their summer clothes. It's like, all right, wow. Especially in New Hampshire, it's winter for like 9 months of the year. So the first like hot day is like, holy shit, what's going on here?
Okay.
This is really hard because it's definitely down to the three horny ones. Bathing suits are really hit or miss. Some are awesome And then some are don't like. So
they're getting too small. Okay, am I right, boys?
The silence.
No love on that.
Yeah, and the crowd goes mild. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it classy. I'm gonna go sundress. Sundress day is incredible. First day, boobs out. You got the shape going. Sundresses are our peak summer. Give me a sundress.
Sundress, Glenny.
This is hard, man.
Yeah,
it's really, really hard.
Yeah. Deep, Glenny.
Bikinis.
There's no bad answer.
Sundresses.
Really. Yeah, that's true.
Tan lines.
Shorts. Don't forget about the shorts.
Shorts are a good one too.
How could I not go bikini?
That a boy.
I'm gonna go tan line.
Whoa. Whoa.
Tan lines. I don't know what it is. I'm obsessed with tan lines. Tan lines.
Tan lines.
Can you run through them all real quick?
Tan lines. Going to the Jersey Shore and hooking up with 6-7 women. Girls in bathing suits, shorts, or sundresses. Italian ices, being barefoot in the grass, the smell of sunblock, reading fantasy football magazines, or cool breezes on a hot day.
Oh, smell of sunblock.
Smell of sunblock.
Yes, dude. Put it on every day and in the summer, and it just... That's the marking of summer. It's not some sort of woman. It's sunblock.
I do agree. I love the smell.
Yeah.
It was an immediate ad when I saw it. Tommy.
Guys, girls in bikinis. I mean, it's you get to see so much more.
All of you guys are overcompensating so much.
You just get to see so much more than I'm with Rudy. Girls in bikinis.
When you're a kid, it's more amazing because it's almost like you're just getting to see a girl in her underwear.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're a kid, it's really the only way to see a woman that bare,
yeah,
in person.
Yeah.
Unless you were molested.
Right. Basically, yes.
Can I just say real quick, I'm sad Italian ice didn't get more love. It has no...
Italian ice is great.
Italian ices are awesome.
Aritas?
They ain't boobs. Oh, the little yellow cup?
Yeah.
You got that crazy stuff in the bottom of it. That's like...
I'm with Che on this one. They ain't titties.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really
she also didn't vote Italian ice.
Yeah. I know. I had to give Italian ice some love because it had no business being with that group. I'm just giving Italian ice a little...
It should have had its own seat, I think.
Is my suggestion on there?
We'll see. We'll
it should have been the whole bracket.
We know it's another good one this summer in the same realm as Italian ice. Do you remember in like middle or high school, they'd give those little cups of ice cream with the wooden... thing.
I don't like the feeling on my teeth.
Yes. The wooden thing, no. Yeah. If it's a spoon, yes.
The wooden
thing
stick,
is the, like,
yeah.
The,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the wooden stick.
I love the wooden spoon. The wooden little thing.
I'm agree with you. Like, even thinking about the feeling of that up against any part of my mouth makes me like a little cringe.
It would be fun if we did a whole best part about bracket. Best part about summer bracket, it just came down to seeing a girl's boobs in a bikini or seeing a girl's ass in a bikini. Just a tits versus ass debate.
I think it's boobs.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. In a bikini, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we're tied between bathing suits and sundresses. Like I said before, if I had to pick between the two, like, there's something about the allure of a sundress because less is revealed and it makes you more interesting.
That's what's worse, is that less is revealed.
No, but like that's what it makes you, I don't know, the mystery of it.
But it's also a surprise. Like at the beach, you expect to see bathing suits. Where the sundress, especially if it happens out of nowhere, like whatever, June 2nd, it's like the sundress day. You're like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. So girl in the sundress versus the frozen drink.
Oh, God.
Oof.
Tommy.
Jesus.
This is a final.
This is like honestly maybe the final. I mean, look. If we want to just, be horn boys, we go girl in bikini. But, I mean, the thing is, like,
the girl in sundress is no bikini.
Sometimes it's like, it's just like, oh, God, look at that. Like, whereas you're not taking advantage of it. You know, the frozen drink I'm drinking, if that makes sense. Like, so I'm taking the frozen.
That makes sense, yeah.
It's a lot of sense.
Yeah. Frozen drink, Nick?
Sundress versus frozen drink?
Yeah.
Oh, it's sundress versus frozen drink? Definitely sundress. Oh, sorry, definitely frozen drink. I thought it was bikini. I would have hesitated if it's, frozen drink.
Yeah.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations. So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today. Taste the difference and make a difference. all new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Give me frozen drink here.
Frozen drink.
I'm with you. Glennie?
Sundress.
Sundress?
You're even going to ask me twice.
You are a noon guy, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm not a frozen drink guy. And a sundress was in my top three horny. 10-line sundress and bikini. So
it was noon. Would actually be really good.
Yeah, speaking of which.
I think it would be really good.
Toss some over here.
Can I get some? I'm getting excited now.
Honestly, this is great. It's a great summer drink.
Yeah.
It's the best summer drink. And I feel bad for voting for frozen drink.
Yeah, here, I'll toss them over.
I'll take the original. I just said I hate drinking during the day, and I'm breaking my own.
But Che, frozen drink versus the girl in the sundress.
This is really hard.
No, I'm not.
The girl in the sundress is just the picture in my mind of when summer starts. Like, forget Memorial Day, that is when summer starts. But frozen drinks, anytime, really, like... It not only the first day of summer, this is like peak heat. This is, you know, even on like a somewhat chilly day with your boys, frozen drink, I think, is just it just signifies season. So frozen drink.
Frozen drink, Clemmer.
Yeah. I mean, like Tommy said, like, you know, I'm married, 43. If a pretty girl walks by in a sundress.
I did not say that.
No, but no, to your point, though, like, all right, she walks by. All right, that's nice. But I'm actually enjoying the drink. I'm actually going to partake in the drink, so I'm gonna go with frozen drinks.
Drink, Rudy.
Disgusted with all of you besides Balls. I think me and Balls are going to align heavily on this one. In general, across the board, a frozen drink is nice, but a girl in a sundress is so exciting. You know what I mean? You see it, and then maybe you get a chance of the sun hitting it just right. You get to see the gate, you get to see everything. It's just like, it's
there's a subreddit for that.
Really?
Yeah.
For women's gates?
For the sun going through the dress and you see the outline. Yeah.
You claim to not be a horny guy. You knew that subreddit off the
rip. I'm an online guy.
I thought you meant like a literal Reddit for like women's gates, like the between their steps.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
I heard that definitely has to exist too.
Probably.
Frozen drinks, obviously great, but the sundress, it's exciting. You don't know what's coming. When you see one, it just gives you fills you full of life. A frozen drink is a frozen drink. Pina colada is fantastic, but they're a dime a dozen. Sundress is nothing but possibilities.
If we're out at a bar and I'm ordering a round of pina coladas and there's a girl in the sundress, I'm going to get everybody one but you, and you just have to look at the girl.
Yeah.
Fine.
You're going to feel like shit.
Let me tell you this. A pina colada has never given me a boner.
I disagree.
Yeah. Pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to say, I'm very shocked at the love for the frozen drinks by everybody here. But
yeah, frozen same. Drink guys. Okay. On the other side of the bracket, first we have the number six seed, the sun being out later than like whatever the winter time is.
Ooh. Yeah. Going longer days,
long ass right. Summer, the sun just staying out, and that's going up against the number 11 seed. This is one of Tommy's, which I really like, having free Sundays to do whatever you want because there's no football, there's really not any other sports than like baseball running, like, so it's just to give a nice full Sunday to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
I know, I see Steven making that face. It's tough because I'm not saying I don't like football, like obviously when football's on, but I like it so much that I know I'm going to spend 12 hours
watching. Plus, during the summer, you know you have football closer than it's ever going to be.
Right. Where it's like summer, it's like I could do whatever I want, honestly.
That's fair, because at first sound, it sounded like you're an anti-football pussy.
Mm-hmm. It sounded like it was an anti-football pussy.
No. I'm saying like if there's football on AFP. A Sunday, I'm watching 12 hours of commercial-free football without fair. A doubt, and I will enjoy it. But it's like I have
it's to nice to have
that.
The break.
You know, like I
you need an off season.
Right. A free Sunday I have the option to do whatever I want.
I feel a little regret with baseball though. If I miss a baseball game, I'm like, I missed the game.
You have like 150 like, more.
Yeah, that's
I know, but I love baseball that much where I'm like, I missed the game or something cool happens, I'm like, fuck, I missed. So I do have that.
But it's also like it's easier to like I assume you're just watching the Mets, I'm just watching the Yankees. Like football, you want to be on top of every game all day. Like,
it's a whole different experience. Yeah. You're absolutely right. But like the baseball plays during the day on Sundays. So it's like, oh, I like when like the Mets play Saturday night. I can still have a nice summer day.
Yeah.
And then I go home and watch the game. So
I didn't include this and I probably should have, but like day games during the summer, when you go to one, physically, very good.
Awesome.
Yeah. So Rudy, the sun being out later or having the free Sunday?
For me, the sun being out later is one of the greatest things. I really, the older I get, the more and more I struggle with the winter and the sun going down. It drastically affects me. So the sun being out late is great. These actually kind of like weirdly tether. Like my favorite summer thing ever was Sunday. You like get a nice dinner going. The sun's still out. It's warm. And then Game of Thrones hits. Mm. Are you fucking kidding me? That is pinnacle summer for me. So it's got to be sun being out later. It's awesome.
Late sun.
It's late sun, man. It's so good.
Lemmer?
Yeah, I love the sun being out so much. So I was in New Hampshire before I moved here, and you know, it's a little bit north, and the days here, because we're that much closer to the equator, the days here are actually like 10 minutes longer, 20 minutes longer than New Hampshire. And even that in the winter is a great, it's beautiful. You get 15 more minutes of sunlight. I'm like, Rudy, I get so depressed. It's February and the sun goes down to like 4:25 and you're like, fuck this. So longer days are everything. Plus, like I said, with baseball, I don't really feel like I don't have that free Sunday. I still have a little bit of that, you know, I'm missing out.
Two for the sun being out, Jay.
My oldest is a boy. He was, his due date was October 12th, 2018. He was born October 15th. Late sun.
Oh, I get that. It took me a second to get there, but I like that one. Glenny.
So what Tommy said about the free Sunday, a lot of times during Sundays in the summer, I love obviously hanging out, drinking during that. But you know what I'm telling myself? It'll be really cool if there was football on right now. So that's not for me. I'm going to go with the, as much as I love the sun being out late, I think this is generated more from my disdain of the sun being gone early during the winter. Mm-hmm. And the polar opposite of that is the summer. So I'm definitely going sun out. The sun out till 8 is just it'll make you happy, man. When you're finished dinner and you look outside and the sun's still going, it's a good feeling.
It feels like you have more time, even though it's the same amount of time you have left. Time,
but
yeah.
I just don't know, is it good or is just the sun setting so early shitty? Like when you come into work at like, you know, if you come into work at 9 and you leave at 5 and you don't see daylight.
Yeah.
Fucking nuts. I'll go the sun. I'll go the days longer.
Sun, Tommy.
Easy, sun. Seasonal depression. Real.
You have it.
Shit, I don't know what that.
It's very real. It's
no, she had like reverse seasonal depression. She's like depressed she's just depressed. Let's not blame the summer for your depression.
Now we have the number 3 seed walking into a place with the AC blasting. I just said place because it could be a car, house, fucking
convenience
restaurant,
store,
movie theater, store, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Bed Bath and Beyond,
hotel.
Hotel AC is you know has the best.
Bed Bath and Beyond's freezing.
Mm-hmm. The AC in the Apple Store because they pump like fresh oxygen in there or whatever. Yeah.
Like a casino.
Yeah, like literally, it's insane how nice
casino AC is. Have we ever done
in Vegas?
Oh, dog walk the draft best ACs.
AC though is a little bit misfiltered with cigarette smoke, so like that doesn't feel as good to me as like. In the Apple Store AC or movie theater, if that makes sense.
Am I sick for loving that casino smell?
Oh, I do.
Jay's favorite smell is casino smell.
So good. That carpet, cigarettes.
Yep. Soaked cigarettes.
Yeah.
That carpet.
Oh.
So the AC blasting versus the number 14 seed. Just being able to wear shorts, which maybe won't apply to everyone here. I think me and Paul is the only ones wearing shorts right now, even though we're like in the, mid?
The high is like 71 today, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't a hot day today.
Yeah, it's like shorts. I don't know. Glenn, you too?
What?
You like shorts?
I really like shorts.
It's a question.
Yeah, of course I love shorts.
Glenny rock shorts in December.
Yeah. Usually my like cutoff, as I've told myself, is like 41 degrees.
Oh, wow. Different than my cutoff. Mine's 85.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a shorts guy.
Yeah.
I've only seen your legs that one time when you wore them the other day.
No, I mean, I wore them my first summer here, you guys, you know, when I was brand new. Yeah, but like 85 degrees is when I wear shorts.
I will say this winter I recently did discover, shout out Bird Dogs, like good joggers.
Great shorts and great pants.
Good joggers. They've made me even want to not wear shorts when it's cold out.
So, Tommy, AC blasting versus shorts.
AC blasting. Shorts are fine. Like, I wear shorts. I'm an average shorts wearer. When most people are wearing them, I am. But, like, if I'm going out at night probably in the summer, I'm probably still going to wear jeans. Feels better. I just have so many memories of a kid just, like, taking a shower on a Sunday night and then walking out into the AC and like watching a Yankee Red Sox Joe Morgan John Miller announced game with my dad. I don't know why, for some reason that's such a vivid memory.
You're showering beforehand?
Yeah, I mean,
and afterwards
it's on the Yankees game. It's almost on.
Yeah, you gotta get for
you know, for the Yankee game.
Red Sox Sunday night baseball. Yeah, I mean, just like that's why I am very team window unit instead of team central air. I just like sticking my face in front of an AC blasting. So I'm going AC.
AC?
I like it when you are out in the heat and you make a pit stop at a convenience store and it's fucking freezing. You're grabbing a water. It's a nice little escape. If you were in there too long, it would probably be too cold. And I'm not a shorts guy. Problematic tattoos on the thighs. I'll go AC.
AC, Glenny.
Yeah, I'm basically a year-round shorts guy. I mean, when I think of AC, I really think of one thing. In our old office was on 27th between 5th and Broadway. The walk to Penn Station every day. There was a great shop. What the fuck was it called?
it wasn't Michelin Ness. Oh, Crosby's Sporting Clothes. They used to be in the Garden, and then they brought it out to 31st Street. Every single day in the summer, their AC would be fucking pumping, and I walked by every day.
Walk past?
Yes, and I would look forward to walking by it every day, and that was my little refresher before getting into Penn Station.
That was my walk to Baruch.
But they had, you could literally feel it on the street.
Yeah,
it's the best air conditioning I've ever come across in my life. I saw that they've closed since then. They're a New York staple, but their air conditioning, second to none. I think about that. That's a beautiful feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so another for AC. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go AC as well. Just if it's so cold and it's so hot out, the juxtaposition is perfect for the body.
Mm-hmm. Clemmer?
AC is a wild invention. Like, it's pretty new. Like if we're 100 years, born 100 years ago,
well, only
to
you
spec
were.
Make your
in
jokes.
The timeline of your life, yeah.
No, but like, AC didn't exist. Like, can you imagine summers without AC? It'd be horrible.
You think AD is pretty new, too.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Having said all of that, I'm going to go with shorts because I only wear shorts when it's 85 or hotter, so I know when I wear shorts, it's a hot day. It's kind of exciting. It's like, all right, this is a hot day. Let's go. This is fun. It's summer. Yeah. That's what I say.
I'm gonna clip that just to be like the ad for summer.
It's getting excited. It's like, this is awesome.
I'm getting more
summer pay you for that.
Yeah.
Oh,
that sound bite.
That's fine. It's big think about summer. You got baseball.
Summer, yeah.
You know, taking vacations. You got the beach. Everything I love is not. I hate being cold. I'm so skinny. I hate being cold. I'm not cold. Everything summer is awesome. Why I've decided to live my entire life basically in the Northeast, I don't understand, but I have. That's. But I've done, it's stupid.
How would you guys rank the summer months of June, July, August? I would go June, July, August.
I go in order.
I'd say in order, yeah.
Yeah, because I know July is probably the most classic summer month. August, the Sunday of summer, as they call it. But June, I think the excitement of like, it's the summer, it's here.
Start.
July, though, is the real summer. Like, June,
I know. I enjoy June more. I think because you have more summer ahead of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you enjoy it. You
appreciate it more.
Yeah. And I hate to say it, September's a summer month, too.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
September's a summer month, man. I'm telling you.
No, it's not.
It changes, too, like East Coast first. The further you go west, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm. You go to the beach on September 13th, the water is warmer than it's ever going to be, especially here in the Northeast. And
still like 80s,
you'll have a summer 80s, day.
90s, yeah.
It's such
a great thing.
School and football, it's the fall.
Yeah, I know, but like it's
as soon as freaking school starts, it's over, man.
Freaking school, man.
Oh, yeah, for hate Tommy's
it.
Potential
dates.
Is
no school now?
No school has to be.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, good one, Clemmer. Is no school not on here?
Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
Rudy?
I don't know what it is. The older I get, the less I like wearing shorts. I also just feel really self-conscious in shorts. I have huge, thunderous legs from hops.
Oh, no.
Fuck off.
I can relate.
Gigantic calves running my family. This should be a positive, but it makes me feel weird. I don't like... I can never put together a fit in shorts.
Oh, my God.
That made me want to fucking throw up.
I got the yips with shorts, so I don't love shorts, and the AC goes... I think the AC could go really far. I mean, it's such a good feeling when you walk in and just get blasted with that cold air.
So you're too handsome for shorts?
I don't think so.
You're too muscular.
Yeah, too muscular to wear shorts.
I'm too muscular, yep. Cross-eye bear.
AC blasting is going to move on. 7 seed versus 10 seed. 17 is 17 boating. Boats in general. Could be lake, ocean, river, if you're like a fucking trader.
Yeah,
something. And that's going up against number 10 seed Summer Fridays. For those of you, not everyone here has worked corporate jobs, but Summer Fridays were the best,
mm-hmm. best,
best things in the goddamn world. So
you look forward to them all year. You only get like 9 or 12 of them, but they are precious.
Is that a shorter day?
Yeah.
Okay, I had those.
Usually it bounces at like lunch.
Yeah,
but even then, like you pop in at 9 to noon, nothing really gets done. You know, it's almost like a shut your brain off day.
Yeah,
and then you scoot out at noon. Oh, it's the best.
That was so dumb. I used to combine mine and so that I would get a full Friday off instead.
Oh,
instead
dumb.
Of 8, I would do 4 full Fridays off, and then I would use them to like go back home or whatever. So stupid.
I actually don't think that's that stupid.
No, but like
that Friday after.
You're not doing anything those days anyway.
Like, I wake up a little bit early and go in and barely work for like 4 hours instead, and then go home anyway. So, like, I don't know. So, boating versus Summer Fridays. Rudy.
I've never really had a corporate job, so I can't really relate to the Summer Friday. I'd had internships, but it wasn't really I wasn't in there long enough to really get the full feel of that. You want to know some crazy shit though? My middle school was so like, kids should be having fun. My middle school, they've since got rid of this for good reason. We had half days every Friday.
Every Friday?
What?
Single Friday. And in the winter and stuff?
The whole year was half days every Friday.
How did that work in terms of like
your after
parents. Yeah.
Or I was thinking like, you know, seventh period, you just never had.
Just didn't. Yeah. We just did
4 days a week.
It was crazy. And so me and my friends would just go to the skate park. It was bliss. It was like the best. Awesome. But then we didn't have school in the summer. So it was only towards the end of the year you really got that similar feeling, but just fucking crazy. Like looking back, I don't know how that was allowed. What was the other one?
Boating.
Boating? Yeah, for me, it's got to be boating. My dad is a huge fisherman, so I've always had a big love.
He's like 500 pounds.
His calves are crazy.
Yeah. His calves are crazy. Yeah, no, yeah. So I love boating. Growing up, we used to go to this lake in Colorado, like a high altitude lake, and it was this family like ranch that my friends owned. There was a pontoon boat, yeah. And you would do booze cruises on that. And the pontoon, it was just amazing. So I love boating. I love being on the water, so I go boating.
Big boat guy. Clemmer.
Boats are cool. I never would want to own a boat. It looks like a lot of work.
Shit ton of work. Yeah. It's so expensive.
You know what they say, is your friend's best kind of boat is your friend's boat. Yeah,
yeah, they say the best day of your life, two best days of your life is when you buy your first boat and when you sell your boat.
Exactly. Yep.
So, but I don't know. Boats are great. Then I'm on somebody else's boat, and then like I feel kind of trapped. Like if they go out for like 6 hours, I don't know if I want to be out there that long, but I'm the guest, so I feel, you know, it's all that.
They always try to put you on the end of a hook.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's like all these like pairs of animals.
They use them as the bob on the fishing line.
It would be a bad bob. I wouldn't afford them. Too skinny.
No, you'd be a good buoy.
Yeah, I'd be all right.
Why do you have two of every animal on this boat, man? It's really weird.
But Summer Friday is like, for corporate culture, like I said, they are just so precious. You look forward to them all year long. Nothing's better than like walking out at like 12:01, being like, all right, I'm done for the day. I didn't use a vacation day, and I have the whole summer weekend to look forward to. It is the greatest feeling. I got to go Summer Fridays.
Just looking at Shay, I feel like you're going the same way.
Yeah, Summer Fridays, because that leads to all the day drinking, all the frozen drinks, all that stuff, and it's, you know, with your friends early. So
sets the tone.
Summer Fridays is like stealing.
Yep. Funny. Never had a corporate job, so.
No, but I'm easily going boating either way. I mean, I didn't grow up going on boats at all, but one of my best friends in the world now, he's a rich guy, has his grandpa's boat, and we go on it all the time. Not the Avaz, my best friend from home. And just like you said, he doesn't drink, he just loves his cigars, brings all of us on, we drink, have fun. Any other time I get on a boat, I'm always taking it. Drinking on a boat is absolutely delightful. I mean, the ladies love boats. Then you dock, you jump off, you hang out on the water, you drink. I'm a boat whore.
Boat whore, Glennie.
I'm a boat whore.
2-2, Nick.
Worst thing about being on a boat is the guy who's driving the boat always gets into a fight with his girlfriend. Every single time.
That's fair.
Every single time. When you're docking that boat, that destroys relationships.
Oh my God.
That is very stressful.
Summer Fridays are the fucking best. Your week's over. It's nice out. You're looking out the window. People have already started drinking and you're a little jealous, but you're excited to go meet them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wear a crazy shirt to work.
I want to say something to try to sway Nick just because I think it's very specific.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was deep into Pokemon Go.
Yeah, sure.
2016.
Who wasn't?
The best place to incubate eggs was a boat, because if you're bobbing in the water, it doesn't, it thinks you're walking. So the tracking of it, you could incubate things so fast.
I don't think that's going to sway him for some reason.
No, I think that's against the rules of the game. I think they want you to walk.
Cheated.
It's a game built about walking. So
I'm still moving. I'm on a boat.
You're not walking. It's about exercise. So no, absolutely not. That's swaying in the opposite direction.
Piece of shit.
Rudy doesn't know me at all.
Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously also never had a corporate job, but not a really a big boat person. I don't love, like, where do I go to the bathroom? Sometimes you get seasick. So I'm going to go with, I'd imagine if I had a corporate job, I would really love Summer Fridays. So I'll go Summer Fridays.
Summer Fridays. All right, last matchup. We have the number 2 seed, one we had already mentioned earlier, tipped it a little bit. No school. No school when you're a kid during the summer. Having time to hang out with your friends, obviously not actually having to go to class or whatever. Just the best versus number 15 seed. A lot of people on Twitter responded with this, and I agree with it. Just wiffle ball. I mean, you could sub in other sports, but wiffle ball is a summer sport. You know what I mean? Like every other sport you could play for like any time of the year. I'm not playing wiffle ball in like fucking April or something. You know what I mean?
What like, brackets we have recently where wiffle ball was an entrant and like me and Clemmer were fighting to the death for it?
I forget.
Forget too.
Yeah.
Football is fantastic.
Yeah, I agree with you. So no school versus wiffle ball. Kind of a juggernaut. Tommy.
Now, this is a bloodbath. The greatest part of summer is no school. I mean, obviously, we can't appreciate it anymore, but the freedom as a kid of no school, the last day of school, knowing you have nothing, like you'll never be as free as you are as a kid in the summer until retirement. Yeah. Like just no responsibilities. Like I, obviously most of us haven't had a free, like we have jobs now. I haven't had a free summer with no job at all since like 2014 probably, or 2013 even. Mm-hmm. Like just every day having nothing to do. For 2 months, 3 months.
Other than have fun. That's it.
That's it. That's all you have to do. And that's why I hated camp as a kid, is because it was still like a responsibility.
New school.
Like, it was something you had to do. It was like school for the summer. But just having nothing to do, staying up late whenever you want, waking up whatever you want, doing whatever you want. Incredible, incredible freedom. And I used to get so depressed at the end of the summer. It was crazy. Yeah. Like late August, I'd be so sad going back to school. But yeah, it's... No school. It's not even close.
No school, Glenny?
No school.
Like it's, I'm with you. It's kind of like a bloodbath. I mean, I'm voting for...
Theoretically, you also wouldn't be playing with football if you were at school.
True. Well, I don't... I never played with football, and I'm trying to think of the weirdest sport we played.
Like recess, but no. Football's...
No, like an actual gym. We did like kickball, and like that probably the oddest one.
I had a taekwondo.
Taekwondo when you're...
In high school. It was my gym class. Fuck? It was taekwondo.
I had it in middle school.
I'm a yellow belt.
I hate it. Dude, me too. I got to yellow
belt. You have to be. I don't know anything about it, but you had to be a yellow belt technically to graduate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to do taekwondo. I hated it because our instructor would make us, like, if we did a punch and he was, like, correcting one kid, we had to hold that position, like, forever. Close. It was fucking hell, dude. The only cool thing was when you got to snap the boards.
Mm. Yeah. So, I never got to do it. It always looked fun to watch, or was fun to watch. Che?
School's out for summer. Gotta be that.
Gonna be school, but clever.
I'm gonna go the other direction. So I'm gonna what was the other
word?
Wiffle ball.
Yeah, wiffle ball is great. The other thing too, I just want to take this perspective. You're right. When you're a kid, no school, it's awesome. When you're adult and all the kids are out of school, it's kind of annoying. Like unless they're your own, kids kind of suck. So like I don't really want kids all around all the time. Yeah. It's just obnoxious. So I'm gonna go with wiffle ball because I still love to play wiffle ball now, and I get annoyed now when I see a bunch of kids just running around for 2.5 months. Just annoying.
Rudy.
You're going to be a great father.
Yeah. Well, I love my own kid, but I probably won't like his friends.
Why? How did you know that?
Well, I don't know, because I don't like, okay, like old people, right? I love my nan, I love my grandparents, but I feel...
You still have grandparents?
No, they're all dead.
Oh, okay.
I love my grandparents. No, they're all gone.
God.
But, like, you know, did I love my grandparents' friends? And not really. They're just old people.
Yeah, you'd be good to be. You'd be good to play wiffle ball.
No, but you'd see.
I was very confused too. I was like,
I know, like,
math doesn't work here.
You guys really see like kids all around. It's just annoying. It's not so bad.
I'm just thinking of it as like the euphoria of as when you are.
I'm just taking an adult perspective on it. That's all.
Okay,
it's gonna lose anyway. So you know, you guys are gonna win.
You would be fun to play wiffle ball with, though, because
I'm awesome.
If we didn't have a bat, we could just use you.
No.
We'd definitely keep score too.
I would keep score. I keep great stats. Tommy would probably help with that too.
Yeah, I do love keeping score.
This should be no shocker. School was fucking prison for me. Didn't excel whatsoever.
John molested.
Can't read.
Can't read very good. So yeah, no. I mean, getting out of school was the greatest joy of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so let's run through our, as new, no school wins, we'll run through our playoffs quick. Rudy, barbecue or the pool? This could be a finalist matchup.
These usually are tethered, but if I had to pick, the thing I like of the two is barbecue.
Barbecue?
Yeah.
Glamour?
I'm going to go with the barbecue as well. That smell, that food, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Jay?
I'm actually going to go to the pool.
Cool. All right. Lenny? Like a Sophie's choice for you.
This is
love
tough.
These both so much, man. I gotta go pool.
Gotta go pool. We're tied up. You get to break.
I'm going
it,
barbecue. Pool is just like you gotta be wet and you gotta dry off. Like barbecue is just, it's just good vibes. It's just good vibes. Listen to some music.
Pools get cold. We haven't talked about that enough. Pools get very cold. I get very cold.
Or if you, have to poop and you're in the pool and you gotta like try to dry off, but you can't quite dry off, and then you gotta go to the bathroom.
Wet butt on the toilet seat.
Wet butt on the toilet seat. Do I put sandals on? Do I not put sandals on? Like, it's just.
I shit more in the summer. I call them heat shits.
Yeah,
heat shits.
That's what I call them. I shit more in the summer.
Body's just like running over dry.
I don't know. I just get hot and I get.
You're kind of onto something there. Now that I think about it, I poop way better in the winter.
I poop more.
More regularly.
Yeah, they're just better.
And better poops overall.
Summer is the poops just kind of. They, I don't know. They get
keep track, everyone. Heat shits. It's a real thing.
I'm gonna keep it in mind.
Yeah,
Tommy, I think you already voted, so barbecue's gonna win. Yeah. Frozen drinks versus the summer weather, Tommy.
Oh shit! So this is another good finals matchup. Summer's not summer without the weather.
Mm.
It's just not. The frozen drink doesn't hit as good without the weather.
It's the weather.
Good point.
I'm so out of these frozen drinks. Fuck these things. Summer weather.
Summer weather.
Yeah, it is really hard. I'm gonna go frozen drinks just because. Even like, I don't know. I gotta stay loyal.
How many frozen drinks could you guys even have?
I feel like if I go out during the summer, I have one.
They're also so expensive.
That's true.
Fuck these things. Summer weather.
Clemmer.
I don't know how weather loses. Weather is the great, is the most important thing we've mentioned. Summer weather.
Weather.
Yeah, I mean, I like frozen drinks, but. And the summer weather goes two ways. Like in the city, in the middle of summer, it's fucking awful.
It smells like garbage, yeah.
But if you're in like a nice spot like Montauk or like a place where it's like nice summer weather, cooler, you got the beach, like Nantucket vibes, that is just it's amazing. There's nothing better, so I got to go weather.
So to go into the finals, Rudy, weather versus barbecue?
I'm going to go with weather. Barbecue weather, it just encapsulates everything is good, you know what I mean? Like it sort of is the overarching theme of the whole thing, whereas like a barbecue is a singular event. So I gotta go with the beautiful weather.
Weather. Clemmer.
You don't think weather's important? Think about how rainy it is in April and how depressing that is.
I like rain.
I don't like rain. I like sun. I like summer. Weather.
Weather. Jay.
Yeah, weather. It's inevitable.
Weather. It's already over. I'm going Q though.
Going to barbecue. Tommy.
I mean, imagine a rainy bar. I mean, I guess rain is part of summer weather, but it's weather. Summer is summer because of the weather.
On the other side, Tommy, AC versus the sun being out later.
Sun being out later.
Sun being out later. I didn't know why. I feel like AC would have been an easy one. It is close, yeah. Money?
I mean, AC, though, is like, it's like, it's almost like something you need to combat the summer. If that makes sense, whereas like just the sun being out late, just a good part.
But it's not either or. Like I was thinking about it at first too. Like if you choose the sun being out later, you don't get AC. That's not the case. You still get both.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So like, which one is greater?
All right, Glennie.
This is tough, man. I mean, it's obviously walking into a good air conditioning. That's just such a snap feeling.
Yeah,
it's just a snap feeling. But if I could like recreate that over and over and over again, it's a better feeling. But I don't know, finishing dinner and the sun still being out, I got to go with that.
Sun being out. Okay.
Give me a nice fan and sun being out later.
Sun being out later is going to win, but Clemmer?
Yeah, sun being out later. You 7 o'clock, you still have an hour and a half of sunlight. It's the greatest feeling in the world. Sun being out later.
Three.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, but sun being out later is like another one of those overarching, consistent things you look forward to. AC is amazing, but that is a part of summer that you can't take away.
A clean sweep for the sun being out later. The next one, Rudy, no school versus summer Fridays.
Feel like, oh my God, no school. Move it on, dude. No school is the greatest thing on earth.
Summer Fridays. Kids are annoying.
Oh, summer Fridays. Jay?
I'm going to go summer Fridays too, because no school, you get all of it at once in a huge block. Summer Fridays is like you're not overindulging on the time off. So it's like you just get it once a week.
That was tough, Rudy. Go pick that
shot. I just bricked that one so bad.
That shot. Thick. I could probably. It. I would have to squeeze.
You can do it. You can
is
do it.
Empty?
I believe in you.
I would have to.
Let's see. You gonna go underhand? You gotta go under.
No, hell.
Go over.
Hell no. Nah.
You going over?
Yeah. I'm usually pretty good at this, but. Let's see.
Oh, you done a terrible shot.
Podcast right listeners.
Terrible
hit
shot.
Off
it fucking double rimmed.
Then back rim, then to the ground.
That's not a terrible shot.
That was a good shot. That was a good try.
Great shot. Okay, so summer, who was next? Sorry, I just lost total track.
2-1 summer Fridays, and Glennie's up.
Yeah, Glennie.
This is summer or...
There's no school.
No school.
No school.
It's. I mean, again, I guess me and Glennie, you know, we can't relate to the summer Fridays, but no school. It's summer Fridays to me, that's like, you're
that's like
still
the,
working
like
half
the JV version of no school.
Yeah, you're working half the day. Like, no school, there, you got nothing. You got nothing ever.
All right, so no school, going to move on and go into the finals. No school versus the sun being out later. Tommy.
What happened, Tommy?
Fly over here. Sorry, what are we at?
We have no school versus the sun being out later.
So the semis?
This is to go into the finals, yeah.
This is a good Final Four. We got like a 2022 blue blood Final Four right here. No school. I mean, again, we can't relate to it now, so it's weird to vote on it now at 27 years old. But again, as a kid, no school in the summer. It's
all you look forward to.
It's all you look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And it stays with you throughout life a little bit. Like that feeling. That's why summer, I think, is so good. It's because you think of childhood.
I'm trying to think about what the fuck I did during summer in high school. I'm going to say, I do love the sun being out later, man. No school.
No school. Jay?
Sun being out later. Kind of like school.
Yeah, sun being out.
Shocker from the guy wearing a hat.
I'm going sun being out later, too.
Sun being out later.
That's a good point. I never like dreaded school. Sun being out later.
You live, you know, 80 years. You know, school being out in the summer is good for like 12 of those years. The sun being out later is good for all 80. Sun being out later.
Sun being out later. Rudy?
This is really tough for me.
It's already over. I mean, sun being out later has got three.
It's already over?
After that flip. Yeah.
It's already over. Then I'll just give one to school. Just stay true.
Yeah.
No, you guys are crazy. No school. School.
It's 12 years. That's it. It's a small glimmer of your life, Tommy.
So, Rudy, for the final, sun being out later versus the weather.
The weather, to me, has
This is the finals?
This is good finals.
The weather, to me, can have bad aspects, but the sun being out later has no negatives, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And what I was going to say earlier about, like, the summer blockbuster movie, there's no better feeling than going to see a summer blockbuster, and you come outside, and it's, like, dusk still, yeah. And it's, like, 8:30, and you're like, oh, man, dude. Like, it's kind of depressing when you come out, and you go into a movie, and it's sunlight, and then you come out, and it's just pitch black. It's like you lost the whole day or something.
Like dinner even.
You know? Yeah, exactly. So, no, the sun staying out later for me.
Sun staying out later?
Yeah, I've spoken of the heat shit. Sometimes it does get so hot, you do have, like, the you know, underwear kind of sticks to you. You just kind of, you know, it can be too hot. There's never a negative to the sun being out late.
Okay, but would you rather year-round summer weather or year-round sunsets at 5 p.m., but it's summer weather?
That's not the reality I live in. I would rather have the year-round summer, but that's not the reality
that
I live in.
To me, though, that proves that the summer weather is better.
In your weird context, yes, but in the context of my life living here in New York City and like the 12 months of the year and how things work, the sun being out later is no negative to that. Mm. Where I said, sometimes it can get too hot, too humid.
Sun being out later, Che.
For me, it came down to thinking about, like, would I rather have in the winter the sun being out till later, or would I rather have the summer and the sun setting earlier, the summer weather? I'd rather have the summer weather with the sun setting earlier, so I got to go summer weather.
Summer weather.
Not if it set at 5 p.m.
Then you get sick of the summer. Like, the whole point of summer being good is that you, like,
limited
cold.
Time.
Yeah.
I don't think it has as much to do with it being at, like, laid out for an extra 3 hours as much as it does, like, man, it's, like, really nice that I can wear a t-shirt.
More
I
think about just how people in Florida live.
Like, exactly. That's California, too.
Yeah, whatever. Their sun does go down early,
people,
but they
people
still got
purposely
beautiful
want
weather.
To retire a place where it is like summer forever.
Yeah. It's true.
I mean, now that it's in the finals, you got to go summer weather. I mean, it's just the best. Once you just said people move in different places, I'll take a quote here from one of my favorite chefs in the country, Aaron May, on his episode of Diners, Drivers, and Dives.
Yeah.
He's from Chicago. A guy asked him, why'd you move to Chicago? He said, you don't got to shovel sunshine, which is a great quote. You don't got to shovel sunshine. When the sun's out, there's better vibes. You're in a better mood. I don't know if there's a scientific thing. I wish we could just do a science somehow experiment on this. When the sun is out, you're just happier.
That's proven.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah,
I'm sure it's been done actually. Now that
vitamin D thing.
Vitamin D.
If you don't even like think about it when you get up, and it's a cloudy day or a sunny day, you're just happier when the sun's out. So
Andrew Huberman, who me and KB are both disciples of, preaches the importance of getting 15 minutes of sunlight, 30 minutes of sunlight every morning. Andrew Huberman, he has a podcast.
Yeah, it actually does help a lot. I've been doing it.
But yeah, I mean the sun is phenomenal.
So Tommy, you're tie breaking.
Oh, it's the weather.
It's the weather.
Summer ain't summer without the weather. If the whole summer the sun went down at 5, that would suck. But if it's still, I mean, whatever. Like, it being dark out isn't the end of the world. I think that part of what makes being dark out feel so miserable in the winter is that you're walking home in 30-degree weather, 40-degree weather. Like, if you were walking home and it was 75, who fucking cares that it's dark out?
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, quite literally everything we just talked about is possible without
the weather.
Summer weather.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, this is one of our toughest brackets, I think. I think we did a good job.
I would say almost everything on that list is incredibly awesome.
Yeah, everything we talked about.
This makes me, let's make
so excited.
A bracket pack. Let's all enjoy ourselves this summer.
Yeah, let's have a good summer.
We got 99 days. Let's go.
Let's charter a Barstool fucking cruise.
We're going to go to the water park, right?
Oh, yeah. No,
we
already
went on last week. We're talking about a group splish splash trip.
Splash trip?
Oh, I like
splish
that.
Splash splash now.
I love water
parks. You know what I want to do this summer? What?
I love water parks.
Right, we got a great one on Long Island. You know what I really want to do this summer, though, that I've been saying I'm going to do for the last 4 years and I have not done yet? I want to get on a boat around Manhattan.
Oh, do one of the cruise cruises?
The ferry.
I've done that. They're
No. Not like a bigger one. Like my buddy's boat is in Massapequa on Long Island. Okay. I want to take it all the way out, like the 2-hour trip one day, and like go around the East River and by the statue. I get a small boat, like fits like 10
if
people.
If it was just us, that'd be.
I want to do that.
That would be sick.
Yeah. And you do it. I mean, yeah.
You could do that, yeah. Yeah. It takes you probably, he said it probably takes you 1.5 to 2 hours to get there, but that's my summer bucket list.
Honey, count us in.
Yeah, we're all going on your friend's boat, Glenn.
Yeah. Well, he would love to have you guys. It would be great.
All right, so that's the end of episode 80. We'll be back next week with a new topic. Thank you, Rudy and Glennie, for joining in talking about summer. We're pumped. I know, I can't wait to just go outside and feel the sun. All right, see you guys later.